Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
If you had €255,000, you could get into a private car and not have to talk to anybody about anything, because that driver would just be employed by you and you wouldn't have to have the awkward conversation about talking about what people do for a living. Because the biggest thing you always find, right, if ever I get a taxi from here, they'll always go, are you on the station or what's the story?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh yeah, I work for 98FM. Oh yeah, and what's your man like? You know your man Brendan? What's his gas in the mornings? Right?
Yes.
So that whole conversation has been following me around my whole life, right? Because on my Free Now app, which is the taxi app,
I
have a picture of myself in drag, right?
Okay. So that if I see you're inviting the questions now.
No. But it's because I don't want to freak the poor taxi man out when this gigantic disco dancing toddler walks out of a house in Tala and is getting into his taxi. So I almost want him to know what he's about to possibly get. And if he just gets plain old me, then he's like, oh, this is grand.
I think he'd be disappointed.
But the amount of time you'll get into a taxi and they'll be like, so what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
That question absolutely dreads my life. And I know sometimes people are genuinely interested. Mm-hmm. Half the time when somebody in the taxi will ask me, oh, what do you do for a living? I work in a bank. I don't want to get into the conversation about what I do, because it invites too many questions in.
Whereas if you say you work in a bank, that's pretty straightforward. Someone can absolutely assume exactly what you do on the day to day.
I deal with money.
Yeah.
Whereas if you tell people you work in radio, what station? Do you know this person?
Yeah.
Do you like that person? Yeah. What's that show? Yeah. What was that scandal about?
Yes.
Like all these invited questions that I just do not want. Are you honest with people?
I'm honest when I need to be honest. So the taxi situation for me, right? Don't get me wrong. Love a little chat with the taxi driver, okay? Sometimes you're not in the mood to chat.
Yeah.
It's the very same when you go for a hair appointment. If you're getting a haircut. It's the very same if you go and get your nails done. Sometimes you're in the form for all the chat in the world. I will tell you my life story and more.
Yeah.
Some days, no.
Yeah.
So it depends how I'm feeling. If I also know, though, that I will probably never see this taxi driver again, I'm going to tell him I'm an accountant.
Yes.
I work in accounts. Like, simply.
Do you know the next time you're sitting in the chair, because you just actually revealed to myself and Laura that you don't have one hairdresser, that you would happily go to different hairdressers.
Yeah, I have no loyalty.
The next time you sit in a hairdresser chair and they say to you, how do you want your hair done? Do you know what you reply? In silence.
No, I could never. I wouldn't sleep at night now doing that.
No, I'm joking.
Sometimes I do. And look, there's nothing wrong with me talking about my job. I would talk about radio. I would talk about being on the radio all day long to whoever would listen about it, because I love it so, so much. And, you know, we're so lucky to do what we do as well, kind of thing. But it's kind of in the case of if you have a more complex job, sometimes it's difficult to explain.
But it's even when you're going out and you, like, you might meet people in a smoking area, or if you're in a restaurant or something and you get into chats with somebody. I always find it weird when people get cagey about what they do. You'd say, oh, and what do you do for a living? Ah, you know, I work in finance.
And you're like, why did you just stop there and pause three times? Do you really work in finance?
Do you also work for a radio station?
Oh, are we competitors?
But then it also begs the question about, like, have you ever had to lie to get out of an awkward conversation? Like, have you lied about something else, or have you even oversold your job a little bit?
The overselling, probably not. The lying, again, there's a time and a place, like, where a little white lie about what you do is no hassle at all. And this could go if you are a teacher. It could go if you are the accountant we're talking about as well. Sometimes if you think that it's just going to invite too many, you know, conversations and too many questions about it, you're just going to make up something nice and simple.
I had a friend who used to tell us all, he was a fashion director of a fashion company, and then he accidentally sent us an email with a booking that we'd booked. He was the office manager. Well, we screenshotted it, sent it right to him. So tell us all about directing fashion, you.
You've been exposed. Oh my goodness. I think we need to find out from you as well. First of all, let us know what you do. Are you happy to talk about your job? Do you love what you do? 087-798-9898. And have you ever maybe told a little bit of a white lie to someone, whether it's a taxi driver, it could be your nail tech, it could be your hairdresser, whoever. Someone that you've met randomly on the street that you do something different. We want to know.
Leanne Hanafin Hannafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
Now, a little bit ago, we were talking about asking people what they do for work. And we had specifically said about taxis, right? And about when we get into taxis, it's kind of that thing of, I'll never tell a taxi man exactly what I do for a living because I'm always afraid of the questions and the conversations. Well, you've been getting in touch.
Yes, 0877 98 98 98. And we've heard from Dave, who is a taxi driver. He said, please don't ask, are you busy today? Be original, ask a better question or sit in silence. So for Dave as a taxi driver, that's his equivalent of us being asked about what we do in a taxi.
Yeah, so basically if you're like, don't ask Dave, is he busy today?
Yeah, don't ask, is he busy today? That is like the standard question. Well, how are things going?
Yeah,
you're picking up many people. And what time are you finished at?
It's even a hairdresser talking about holidays. Are you going on holidays today? Are you going on holidays this year? Where are you going to go?
There's certain prompts, surely, when it comes to different professions as to what you're asking your customers or your passengers or whoever it is. They have to have little default questions to go to.
And in fairness, we did try and phone Dave.
Yeah, and Dave said, we were like, can we give you a call? And Dave was like, can't do. I'm actually driving.
He's busy at the minute.
He's busy. Very busy. And that's a valid reason. Dave, thank you so much for getting in touch. We were chatting obviously about the fact that, you know, every now and again, Paul Ryder, you will tell a little white lie that you do something a little bit more simple than what you do to avoid any incoming questions about what it is that you do. Linda's been in touch as well on WhatsApp. She says, Paul should just say he's a typist and there'll be no further questions.
A typist?
A typist. Is that like typing on the computer? Like a copywriter?
Okay.
But again, like Linda is reinstating, go with the simple answer, no more questions.
Eve is in Clontarf. She says, anytime someone asks what I do, I just say, I work with computers and leave it there. I once told a taxi driver I fixed printers just so I wouldn't have to be explained data analyst.
If I heard that someone was a data analyst, I'd go into the questions. I'd be like, what is that? What do you do on the daily? And what's the objective now of your profession?
I would think you were Chandler Bing, Transponster. Yes. I would be wondering what you did with your career.
Very true. Neil's been in touch as well. He says, I just say I work in finance because if you say tax, people either think that you are a genius or they start asking for free advice.
I get panicked if I'm like out and about or something. You meet somebody who says, "Oh yeah, I work for the revenue." I'm like, I have my full disclosure here. Yeah. I paid all my taxes because I panic whenever somebody says they work for the tax man. I'm always like, "Oh my god, I'm legal. I promise."
Yeah, never be the one to answer what you do first. Yeah. Always let someone else answer so you know who you're dealing with.
They're not going to arrest me there or then. Like, do you know what I mean?
You never know. Unless they're a guard. Unless there's a guard standing beside them. That's what their profession is.
Oh God, that's a weird...
That's a really weird scenario, isn't it?
That sounds like a Night in Coppers.
Sounds like a good TV drama or something. I'd watch it.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.